And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Traveling toward the cross since I've been on this journey home. When my sins were forgiven, that's when I started living. Since that time I've never been alone. Sometimes I feel like running, for I know the best is coming. I can't hardly wait to get home. The storms of life that I survive, His grace is what keeps me alive. You look for me one day and I'll be gone.
He'll just calm the troubled waters and say to them, peace be still. I don't know when it will happen, but I do know that it will. When my crossing time is done, the race is over, my journey's done, dying grace hovering round my soul. He'll just calm the troubled waters and say to me, child, come on home.
That I've gone through has made a stronger Christian out of me. Each time that I've stumbled, it helped to keep me humble. Praise His high and holy name, I'm free. No ill winds will be blowing in that city where I'm going. My new body will be likened unto His. We're all living one by one when our labor here is done. When that hour comes for you, remember this.
He'll just calm the troubled waters and say to them, peace be still. I don't know when it will happen, but I do know that it will. When your crossing time has come, your race is o'er, your journey's done, dying grace hovering round your soul. He'll just calm the troubled waters and say to you, child, come on home. Calm the troubled waters and say to us, children, come on home.
Paul Williams and the Victory Trio, He'll Calm the Troubled Waters. Good song. Hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around here with you for a little while, and want to thank you for taking your time to tune in to It's Gospel Time each week, and I hope the program today and each and every time you listen is a blessing to you. I would appreciate prayers for me and my family. We always need your prayers every day, all day. And I hope somebody's praying for us all through the day somewhere around the country. We got listeners out of the country in Australia and Denmark. I know those two. And I want to say hello to those good folk listening in other parts of the world. Love to know where you're listening from. And you can send me an email. It's gospeltime at yahoo.com. ITSGOSPELTIME. It's gospeltime at yahoo.com. And I would appreciate hearing from you. Well, I want to say thanks to all of you that have sent cards and letters and have been praying and praying for my wife and her family. It's been a kind of a challenge. Had to have double knee replacement. And that takes a while to recuperate from. So please continue to pray. Her name's Diane, and your prayers would be greatly, greatly appreciated. It's amazing what medical costs are in the United States anymore. I just shake my head, just amazed. But anyway, God's gracious. God's good all the time, and it's been better than good to me. So I thank the Lord for His graciousness and His goodness. Well, many of you have purchased the book, A Mama's Dream. It's a true story written by my wife, Diane. They're $10. That does include the postage And if you'd like to have one, simply send $10 to us at Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Request the book and make sure that we can read the address where you want the book mailed to. And she'll sign it, we'll package it up, send it back in the good old U.S. Postal Service, and it'll get to you right away. So keep that in mind. If you need to give me a call, 828-778-3350. Let me encourage you to be found faithful to a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church each and every opportunity that you possibly can. Seems to me like most Americans take church for granted. They just think it's always going to be there, and that it'll never get any worse than it is today. But folk, we're nearing the end of time, and as the time grows closer, it's imperative that God's people be in a good fellowship, Bible-believing church. All right, let's look into the Word of God today in the book of Revelation, chapter 19. Revelation, chapter 19. Last week, we got down through verse 10. So today, we're going to pick up verse 11 and finish out the chapter, Revelation 19. Alexander Scobie is doing a reading for us from the King James Version of the Bible.
And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh.
He is Jesus, and he saved me. When I asked him, he forgave me. Inside my heart, that's where Jesus came to stay. Because he loved me and he is the only way. If you ask me who, what, when, where, why, my answer is Jesus Christ. Who could change the way that I was living on my own? What could ever turn around the things that I'd done wrong? When I was so full of my own selfishness and pride, where I'd been and all I'd done, I had so much to hide. Why would Jesus love me and forgive me of my sins? Why was Jesus knocking on my heart to let him in? He is Jesus, and he saved me. When I asked him, he forgave me. Inside my heart, that's where Jesus came to stay. Why? Because he loved me and he is the only way. If you ask me who, what, when, where, why, my answer is Jesus Christ. He is my Savior and his name is Jesus Christ. He died that day to save my soul with his own life. 2,000 years ago upon a rugged cross, on Calvary's hill he bled and died to save the lost. Why? Because he loved me even though I was a sinner. He forgave me. He's my Savior. He is Jesus Christ, my Lord.
He is Jesus, and he saved me. When I asked him, he forgave me. Inside my heart, that's where Jesus came to stay. Because he loved me, and he is the only way. If you ask me who, what, when, where, why, my answer is Jesus. His name is Jesus. My answer is Jesus Christ.
The a cappella sounds of Calvary Reflection. That's those young men out of Glendale Springs, North Carolina, doing a great job. And that tune is The Answer is Jesus. Well, the 37th Annual Singing in Hominy Valley will be held this year, beginning on Thursday, June 29th, going through July the 4th. The Primitive Quartet hosted each year, and this is the last year they will be having the homecoming singing at the Hominy Valley Singing Grounds. I'm not stopping the singing, but just not going to be having it there. It's going to be indoor. And for more information, call the Primitive Quartet at 828-667-8502. On Thursday the 29th, the Austin Quicksilver, along with the Primitive Quartet. On Friday the 30th, Tommy Spencer, Joe Mullins, and the Radio Ramblers, the Rochesters, and the Primitive Quartet. Saturday, July the 1st, Fields of Grace, Archie Watkins, Smoky Mountain Reunion, Primitive Quartet. Then on Sunday, July 2nd, Walking by Faith, Journey Home, and the Primitive. Well, the list goes on. I need to get in one more song before we take a break.
Was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love, then wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will hear
our faintest cry.
He will answer
by and by.
When you
feel a little prayer will turn it,
and you know
a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Seem clear without a ray of cheer, and then if I doubt, they hide the light of day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears away.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will answer by and by.
When you feel a little prayer will turn it,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it bright. Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
When you
feel a little prayer will turn it,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will find a little talk with
Jesus makes it right.
Well, going back in time to about 1990, 91, somewhere near the Bluegrass Band, Just a Little Talk with Jesus. We're taking a little short break. Following the break, we'll come back in, have you some more great gospel music. Please stay around because we'll be back right after this.